It's time for Cover 2 with Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
So the fact that you said that my point is valid means I win?
No, you're a foolish idiot.
And now, here's Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Cover 2 podcast. Joe Bianchino and Pierce Bricks hanging out with you right here on 104.5theteam.com. Mr. Bricks, how are you on this fine Thursday morning?
Nippy Thursday morning.
A little cold up in the Capital District area.
It has just blown by fall and gotten right into the nice. And listen, I grew up in the East Coast. I'm down with cold. I'm fine with cold. I actually enjoy it. You feel fresh.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you a little pep in your step. Cold and windy, not so much, but right now it's not really windy.
See, the problem was it's come too early and I wasn't expecting it. So the other morning I went out to my car. I was a little late trying to get somewhere and the windshield was frosted. I didn't have the scraper in the car taking that out. So right. here I am, you know, just scraping at the windshield with my fingernails it's not good.
I had some snow on the car. I had to knock the snow off the car last night. November the 7th, and I'm knocking snow off the car in the Crossgates Mall parking lot after seeing the new GoldenEye movie, which comes out tomorrow, and at the end of the show, I will totally spoil it for everybody, so stay tuned for that. It was a good movie, though, by the way. You should see it.
The Bond movie?
Yeah, I haven't seen the other two Daniel Craig ones, but now that I've seen this third
one, you haven't seen the other two, but you saw the third.
Well, I had free advance tickets. I'm all about free, and advance just makes it cooler. So I was definitely
Were you rolling into Crossgates trying to look like a celebrity? Like, yeah, look at this. I'm going in before
I thought I was whatever. Really cool.
Is that, you're like wearing sunglasses inside.
But then the theater's super packed, and we were late because I was working on Game On with Bruce Jacobs, 104.5 The Team, until 7. The movie's at 7:30. And then my girlfriend wouldn't go on a date with me. Thank you. And so I went with one of my boys, and he showed up a little bit late. So we ended up getting in the Crossgates, the Cinema 18 with the huge screen. We were the front row, furthest left two seats.
That's brutal.
So, literally, I don't think I saw half the
first
movie.
First of all, you're two dudes together sitting next to each other in the same two seats. Usually,
but you couldn't do that. You couldn't do
throw that buffer, but you can't.
Yeah,
right.
You can't do in this situation. It's the worst seats in the house. You're sitting there like leaning back, tilting your head 48 degrees. Everything that happened on the left side of the screen was sick. I don't really know anything about the other half of the movie.
Did you share popcorn?
No, did not have time to
one
get the popcorn.
One soda, two straws.
No,
that's what happened in my head.
We did have milk duds, but I would pour them into his hand. No, we didn't have any candy of any
sort.
All
right, Bricks. NFL season well underway. The NFL week begins tonight with Thursday Night Football, and after week four, Bricks, you and I went through our absurdly too early impressions of the NFL season.
Right.
And now it's week nine. Everyone's played eight games. Everyone is at least halfway through their season. So we're gonna open today's show with a little still probably too early, but might actually be appropriately timed impressions.
Right. A little adaptation. No longer absurdly, but still probably wasting airtime, I think is what we're going with here.
Right, exactly. And that's what Cover 2 Radio is about, wasting airtime. And so my first impression of the NFL season is the fact Thursday Night Football is awful.
Listen,
it's a terrible decision.
I said it at the beginning of the year, so I'm going to give myself full credit for this. Not only
it's a first for this show, Pierce Bricks giving himself full credit.
Not only are you trying to tell me you're focused on player safety, and then you're having an extra game where guys can't rest up, so that's ridiculous from the player safety part of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm going to go strictly from a fan perspective. You have less guys able to go. You know, you got a guy like Akeem Nicks who's been week to week every week. If he plays a Thursday night game, he's definitely going to be penciled out. So you're going with a lot more B-grade players. You're playing a short week. You've scheduled me blah. I mean, this Thursday night schedule.
And that's part of it, is that you're getting B players, and you're getting B teams. That last week featured the Chiefs and Chargers. That was, a real barn burner. The Chargers were coming off a 7-6 loss to the Browns. And Walson, all right, we're gonna stoke everyone's NFL fire by giving you that team and Matt Castle or Brady Quinn,
right?
Whichever they want to roll out there.
And this week you're giving me Jacksonville. And the only plus about Jacksonville is the fact that people in Jacksonville can watch it because it's probably their first non-blacked out game of the season.
The only plus for the people in Jacksonville is that they get to see Andrew Luck play. Let's be honest. That's the plus for Jacksonville.
No, that is a total minus for Jacksonville. Jacksonville's watching their waste of time in Blaine Gabbert, looking at what they could have had if they just drafted like an offensive lineman 2 years ago, played it, got the first pick of the draft again this season, which would have inevitably happened. That team is terrible.
They're awful. They're brutal.
I do want to see Justin Blackmon, who I haven't
He's
seen
not
because
great.
He hasn't made a highlight yet.
He got his
yet.
First touchdown last week for right. a guy who was supposed to. I mean,
but I still
again
think
when
the
your
guy,
offseason starts with you getting arrested for DUI, as I believe Justin Blackmon's day shortly after he got drafted. Not a great start,
but listen,
not a great start, and hasn't gotten better really.
Sometimes you got to party. I do want to see him though, because I want to see if it's just that he can't separate, or if Blaine Gabbert is not giving him the ball, if they're not on the same page. I want to see why he's not producing, because I did at the beginning of the season proclaim him to be instantaneously great. I was not correct on that.
Plus, hey, we get to see Aaron Ross again tonight, so that's a big plus.
We get to see him watching somebody do a touchdown celebration as he just got beat.
Oh, there goes Reggie Wayne. I was supposed to. Oh, well.
I do have fantasy implications. Listen, additionally, I think we were looking at what we were going on, and we'll get to your third here. Is it potentially too early? And this is broadening wider than this season. Is it potentially too early to have donned Eli Manning Iron Man, the golden goose, the guy who can do it for four quarters, Aaron Rodgers style, Tom Brady style, Peyton style, put up ridiculous numbers, not have the picks, not make the gaffes? I think the New York Giants, Eli Manning has always been a guy who's been super clutch. Giants fans have loved his clutchness, and I'm not jumping off the Eli bandwagon. But I think going into this season, after having his second Super Bowl MVP performance, coming out aside from the Cowboy game where he actually played okay, he was playing very well. You thought maybe he was just, you know, his pre-snaps were phenomenal. He was putting the ball on just in incredibly tight spots. Looked to be, you know, having taken that next step. And maybe that's not the case. Maybe he's a guy who's going to make some blunders. He's going to be blunderful, but he comes back for you in the clutch. He's a gamer. He's a Favre type
of guy. Yeah, I don't think so. Because I was early to proclaim him as an elite quarterback.
I'm not saying he's not elite, just not elite.
Because I think Eli Manning is different than all those guys. And this is what I've always said. He's not Peyton. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Drew Brees. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not those guys in the sense that he's going to throw up stats. He never has been. He's a different kind of elite in that occasionally he'll make some mistakes, and occasionally he's not even occasionally. He won't have big stat line games. Those are rare, but he's always going to get it done. And yeah, he's had a couple bad games. The Redskin game wasn't great, but he got it done. Last week was an abysmal game. Look, he had a bad game, but as we'll talk about a little bit, I lay some of that to Kevin Gilbride, whose play calling was just abysmal in that second
Terrible.
Half.
His goal is inside the 10-yard line play calling. Is the most pathetically predictable. Listen, if I can predict it watching it, I know I watch a lot of Giants games, but I'm pretty sure the defensive coordinator for the other squad also watches a little video on the Giants.
Yeah.
If I know what you're going to do 9 out of 10 times, so do they.
Yeah. And so I put a lot of that there. He's made a couple bad decisions, had a couple bad throws, but really I think we're looking right now at a small segment, and you and I catch it more than most because you and I are tuned into the Giants, so we feel that when Manning has a bad game. But really, I still think he's more what we saw last year than what we're seeing the past 2 weeks, and that'll come to fruition in the next
Yes, and
games.
Again, I'm not jumping off the Eli bandwagon. It's just you see some stuff that you don't see with other elite. He made a bonehead decision trying to force a ball across his body all the way across the field, leaning on his back foot that was picked off easily in last week's game. You see him throwing ducktails. I mean, the guy's, he wobbles a lot of balls.
Yeah, he's never had a tight spiral.
Well, listen, he has for the last about year and a half. He's really tightened up.
Some of
he's
those
been
passes
much more
were ducks.
Precise. The guy's had a big time duck issue in 2004, 5, and 6. He had seemed to right the boat. He could throw the ball into the wind in New York. And then all of a sudden, come November when it gets chilly again, I don't know if maybe he needs to make an adjustment. Maybe that's why he struggles in November, because he needs to throw the ball differently, and he gets that by December, by January. I'm not quite sure what it is. He just doesn't do There were a couple things in his game that I thought he had tightened up, and I think it was probably still too early to say he has tightened all of that up.
All right. Well, I disagree, and we'll see. I mean, look, the lot of season left, which is why my next probably still too early impression might be too early. But to me, Eagles and the Cowboys are done.
Oh, that's they're way too early. Done. That is oh, too, they're both done. Too early.
They're both, I've
so
been,
you're locking up the division for the
here's,
G?
Here's what happened. Maybe. Yes. No. See, you're forcing me. Don't
okay,
ask
that's
me that
what
question.
You're saying.
Don't ask me that question.
Listen, Mike because, Shanahan because, has said yes, the Redskins are done, because, so if you're saying look, the other two guys are done.
Don't ask me that question, because yes is my answer, but my fear of the jinx and my superstition makes me want to say no and contradict myself.
Well,
but
okay,
look,
but continue to why the all the other teams that could win the division won't. Okay, let's go with
look,
that.
Look, here's what happened. Early in the season, I thought, or preseason, as you know, I thought the Eagles were going to have a great year. I picked Andy Reid as coach of the year. I picked Vic as offensive player of the year. Week one, Vic turns the ball over 7 times, and that hasn't stopped. And the Eagles are a mess. Jerry Jones has the Cowboys a mess. That, I mean, we're hearing stories today about whether or not Jerry Jones needs to give up the GM position, which he absolutely does need to do that a decade ago.
I don't.
There's turmoil
totally
around both
that.
Teams. I would say, especially the Eagles. I think. Look, they're not a good football team. They're a talented football team who is a bad football team.
That is why they're not done, and it's the same thing with the Cowboys. The problem with the Cowboys is and the Eagles is right now they have a corrupted culture. They have a culture that's not conducive to winning. You know, people talk about how Jerry Jones needs to step down as the GM. I mean, look at that. The players on the team are not the issue with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, obviously, you want to make some decisions. You want to evaluate character a little bit more when you're drafting. But they certainly have talented guys. Tony Romo's a talent. DeMarcus Ware is a Hall of Famer. I mean, they have great, Sean Lee before he went down. They have good players. It's the culture. That's kind of a culture of laziness. And the Eagles just have the bad vibe. And I take you back to last season, which was the third year in a row following Plexico shooting himself, that the Giants started out hot, started losing, and the culture, the vibe of the team just seemed corrupt. You could just tell that they were going to find a way to lose games, and they did. They lost it with DeSean Jackson, and it seemed inevitable, but they were able to turn it around, and once they got that taste out of their mouth, which I think a big win by the Eagles could do that, once you start thinking, okay, we're not doomed, it's not Andy Reid's farewell tour, once that changes, that talent can be exposed for what it is, which is
even,
great.
But even that talent, that's great. You and I keep talking about the Eagles, and I keep bringing up the turnovers. You can't turn the ball over this much, and yet it still keeps happening.
But
how
you
is,
can stop that.
When listen, are they going to stop it?
I'm not coaching the
10.
Team.
When's that going
to
stop?
I understand that. I'm just saying when you're trying to bury a team, I can bury the New York Jets. Because I'm confident that they have a losing record and they don't have the talent to go out and go on an 8-10 game winning streak. They just don't have that talent. The Eagles
I don't have that talent. I don't think the Eagles have the mentality to do that.
Right.
They might have the talent. Might. I mean, DeSean Jackson's underperformed since his cry fest last year.
LeSean McCoy
Jeremy
doesn't
Macklin.
Get the ball enough.
Right. There are so many problems surrounding that team specifically. The Cowboys, I think, are done. But really, if I was going to pick one of them to finish with a better record, I'm going to peg the Cowboys. They've been in games.
Right.
I mean, the Eagles are just getting destroyed.
Both of those teams are too talented. And I'm not, discounting mentality. I'm not discounting turnovers. I'm just saying those are fixable things. Not having talent, you can't fix that. You either have it or you don't. And they have it. So if they can fix the other stuff,
at what point does fixable become we haven't fixed it?
Well, it's probably still too early to tell. It's cover 2.